Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memre by Avram Gold and the Maseches Vachim Daf Mem Beis, the fourth Perek Beis Shammai. So the three Dafs are going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Reish Lakish said that Rabbi Meir, who ruled that being mefagel on either the Kometz or the Lavona makes full pigel, does not hold mefagel b'chatzi matir, but holds that the person completes his act al das rishona according to his first intent. This is challenged from a brisa discussing pigel of chatos, whose blood is placed on the mizbech ha-pnimi, such as the 43 matanos of the Yom Kippur Karbanos, or the 11 matanos of the Bar Kol Mashiach or Parlam Davar, which are sprinkled 7 times towards the paroches and applied on the 4 kranos, all of which are ma'akev. The brisa states, pigel ben b'rishona ben mishniya ben mishlishis, whether one had pigel intent for the first set of matanos in the Kodesh Kadoshim, the second towards the paroches, or third on the mizbech ha-pnimi, Rabbi Meir says it is pigel, and the Chachamim say it is not pigel unless he has pigel intent for the entire matir. This proves that even without pigel intent on the first set, Rabbi Meir still holds it is pigel. Point number 2, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avin suggests that the brisa refers to pigel during the shechit of an animal for the first, second, or third set of matanos because the first covers blood spilled. Since the previous set of matanos was finished, they're not repeated, rendering this shechita an entire independent matir. The Gemara wonders why the Chachamim would argue and suggest it's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. If one burned outside the Mikdash only a kazayis of a kometz, Lavona, or Mincha, which must be completely burned, the Tanakhama holds him liable for Avodah B'chutz, but Rabbi Eliezer says he's exempt unless he offers them entirely. Since he holds a significant part of a Navoda is not considered a Navoda B'chutz, he presumably holds the same regarding Pigel of Shechita for just some of the Yom Kippur Matanos. The Gemara objects. Rav has said Rabbi Yezer agrees regarding damim, blood applications, that one is liable for a single matana b'chutz, because Rabbi Yezer holds that if blood spills during Yom Kippur matanos, he continues from the next matana, even during a set, considering each matana an independent avoda. If so, he would also hold pigel during a single matana, and certainly during a second shechita will affect pigel. The Gemara ultimately concludes, kasha, it's a difficulty. And point number 3, the Gemara before had attempted to prove that Rabbi Meir holds that one can affect pigel with pigel intent for some matanos of chatos pnimis. The Gemara asks that pigel cannot obligate kars ad sheyikarvu kol matirov until all the permitters, meaning the critical avodas, are offered. Here, once he had pigel intent during the matanos inside the Kodesh Kadoshim, pesul k'mandu adidame, it's invalid as if he did not sprinkle the blood at all. Thus, when he later sprinkles his blood without pigel intent in the heichal, he's essentially sprinkling mere water since it's invalid. How can this carbon become pigel? Rashi explains that this is not problematic for every shechita or kabbalah pigel, because since the Torah dictated that pigel is effective, its zrika is by definition sufficient for pigel. Similarly, if one has machsheves pigel for all matanos of these chatos, it is entirely a zrika of pigel as opposed to here, where the later matanos were performed without machsheves pigel. Rabbi answers that even with a single animal, lefiguo meratza, it affects acceptance regarding pigel, similar to zrika, which follows a shechita of pigel. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, on the previous daf, Reish Lakish said that Rabbi Meir, who ruled that being mefagel on either the kometz or the lavona makes full pigel, does not hold mefagel b'chatzi mati, but holds that the person completes his act al das rishona, according to his first intent. This is challenged from a brisa discussing pigel of chatos, whose blood is placed on the mizbech ha-pnimi, such as the 43 matanos of the Yom Kippur Karbanos, or the 11 matanos of the Bar Kol Mashiach or Parlam Davar, which are sprinkled 7 times towards the paroches and applied on the 4 kranos, all of which are ma'akev. The brisa states, pigel ben b'rishona ben mishniya ben mishlishis, whether one had pigel intent for the first set of matanos in the Kodesh Kadoshim, the second towards the paroches, or third on the mizbech ha-pnimi, Rabbi Meir says it is pigel, and the Chachamim say it is not pigel unless he has pigel intent for the entire matir. This proves that even without pigel intent on the first set, Rabbi Meir still holds it is pigel. Point number 2, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avin suggests that the brisa refers to pigel during the shechit of an animal for the first, second, or third set of matanos because the first covers blood spilled. Since the previous set of matanos was finished, they're not repeated, rendering this shechita an entire independent matir. The Gemara wonders why the Chachamim would argue and suggest it's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. If one burned outside the Mikdash only a kazayis of a kometz, Lavona, or Mincha, which must be completely burned, the Tanakhama holds him liable for Avodah B'chutz, but Rabbi Eliezer says he's exempt unless he offers them entirely. Since he holds a significant part of a nevoda is not considered a nevoda b'chutz, he presumably holds the same regarding pigul of shechita for just some of the Yom Kippur matanos. The Gemara objects. Rav has said Rabbi Yezer agrees regarding damim, blood applications, that one is liable for a single matana b'chutz, because Rabbi Yezer holds that if blood spills during Yom Kippur matanos, he continues from the next matana even during a set, considering each matana an independent avoda. If so, he would also hold pigul during a single matana, and certainly during a second shechita will affect pigul. The Gemara ultimately concludes, kasha, it's a difficulty. And point number three, the Gemara before had attempted to prove that Rav Meir holds that one can affect pigul with pigul intent for some matanos of chatos pnimis. The Gemara asks that pigul cannot obligate kars achi yikarvu kumatiruv until all the permitters, meaning the critical avodas, are offered. Here, once he had pigul intent during the matanos inside the Kodesh Kadoshim, pesul kamandu adidame. It's invalid as if he did not sprinkle the blood at all. Thus, when he later sprinkles his blood without pigul intent in the heichal, may ba'amahu dekaade. He's essentially sprinkling mere water since it's invalid. How can this carbon become pigul? Rashi explains that this is not problematic for every shechita or kabbalah pigul, because since the Torah dictated that pigul is effective, its zrika is by definition sufficient for pigul. Similarly, if one has machsheves pigul for all matanos of these chatos, it is entirely a zrika of pigul as opposed to here, where the later matanos were performed without machsheves pigul. Rabbi answers that even with a single animal, lefiguo meratze, it affects acceptance regarding pigul similar to zrika, which follows a shechita of pigul. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Beis, and our standard Siman is a mobster. A mobster, so here goes. The mobster who hired a Kohen Gadol to make the Hazozon Yom Kippur pigul and told him he can choose which ones to make pigul because any will do the job, had his plan to get a Kohen killed by hiring him to bring just a gazayis of a mincha outside the mikdash foiled by a rabbi named Eliezer, who told him there is no misa, and argued that even though the latter Hazoz were after pigul and done without machshava, they are also considered zrika and not just a waste of time. Once again, in slow motion. The mobster, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Beis. The mobster who hired a Kohen Gadol to make the Hazoz of Yom Kippur pigul and told him he can choose which ones to make pigul because any will do the job. Which reminds us, a Braisa discusses pigul of chatos, whose blood is placed on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, such as the 43 matanos of the Yom Kippur Karbanos, or the 11 matanos of the Parkon Mashiach, or Parlam Davar, all of which are ma'akev. The Braisa states, pigul ben berishona ben mishniya ben mishlishis, whether one had pigul intent for the first set of matanos in the Kodesh Kadoshim, the second, towards the Parochas, or the third on the Mizbech HaBinimi, Remer says it is pigul, and the Chomim say it is not pigul, unless he has pigul intent for the entire matir. So the mobster who hired a Kohen Gadol to make the Chazoz and Yom Kippur pigul, and told him he can choose which ones to make pigul because any will do the job, had his plan to get a Kohen killed by hiring him to bring just a gazayis of a mincha outside the mikdash foiled by a rabbi named Eliezer, who told them there is no misa, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer exempts one who offers a gazayis of a mincha b'chutz. So the mobster who hired a Kohen Gadol to make the Hazoz and Yom Kippur pigul and told him he can choose which ones to make pigul because any will do the job, had his plan to get a Kohen killed by hiring him to bring just a gazayis of a mincha outside the mikdash foiled by a rabbi named Eliezer, who told him there is no misa, and argued that even though the latter Hazoz were after pigul and done without machshava, they are also considered zrika and not just a waste of time, which reminds us, we learn how can matanas after machsheves pigul qualify for karvo komatira. So once again, the mobster who hired a Kohen Gadol to make the Hazoz and Yom Kippur pigul and told him he can choose which ones to make pigul because any will do the job, had his plan to get a Kohen killed by hiring him to bring just a gazayis of a mincha outside the mikdash foiled by a rabbi named Eliezer, who told him there is no misa, and argued that even though the latter Hazoz were after pigul and done without machshava, they're also considered zrika and not just a waste of time. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Ramen Ches. So the Simmer Daf Ramen Ches is a Davar Lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The young Kohanim in training using chicken soup, that must be more on Daf Ramen Ches. The young Kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, which reminds us we never find blood applications of which half or some are placed above the line and half are placed below the line. So the young Kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, had no problem pouring the leftover chicken soup on the base, since pouring is a mock, which reminds the Gemara objects about the previous assertion that no blood and matanos are partially above and partially below. It asks that shiraim, remnants of achatas, are poured into the base of the mizbeach, while its matanos are above the line. It answers that the pouring of shiraim is not ma'akev, and the principle that all matanos must be in the same place only refers to matanos, which are ma'akev. So the young kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, had no problem pouring the leftover chicken soup on the base since pouring is a ma'akev, and were careful never to do the last three of achatas at night or outside the mikdash, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, shalosh matan shebachatos, the three last applications of achatos, which are not critical, ein boz belayla, are not brought at night, like ordinary zrika, ubaz la'achar misa, but can be brought after the death of the owner, unlike the first critical matana, v'amal mehen mechutz chayv, and one who offers any of them outside the mikdash is liable to karis, the punishment for avoda outside the mikdash, just like for the first matana. Daf Lamites. So the siman Daf Lamites is letter, and we often use a mailman in the siman. So here goes. The Kohen mailman, that must be more Daf Lamites, letter, mailman. The Kohen mailman delivering the three latter matanas of achatas that spilled on his uniform, which would now require kibbutz, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Rapapa said that the three latter matanas of achatas are subject to kibbutz, requiring the washing of a garment onto which blood spattered. He offered proof from a mishnah which states that if blood of achatas spattered onto a garment from the keren, the horn, or from the yesod, the base of the mizbeach, it does not require kibbutz. This implies that min harui lekeren, blood which is fit to be placed on the keren, meaning the last few matanos, does require kibbutz. So the Kohen mailman delivering the three latter matanas of achatas that spilled on his uniform, which would now require kibbutz, arrived just in time to inform the Kohanim that Siri Rosh Chodesh are not like Siri Avodah Zorah, which were applied on the Mizbach HaPnimi, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Lamed Vav Amabes taught that all matanas of achatas, which are applied to the Mizbach HaPnimi, are ma'akev. A Braisa derives this from extra words in the pasuk about the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur. The word hachatas teaches Eos Siri Avodas Kochavim. These are the goats brought as achatas for communal idolatry, resulting from a mistaken ruling, teaching that they're also chatos pnimios, thus requiring blood matanos before the parochas and on the Mizbach HaPnimi, and burning its meat outside Yerushalayim. We do not include the Siri Regoim and the Siri Rosh Chodesh, meaning the goats brought from the Musav on these days, to also be chatos pnimios, because the word lo for it excludes them. So the Kohen mailman delivering the three latter matanas vachatas that spilled on his uniform, which would now require kibbutz, arrived just in time to inform the Kohanim that Siri Rosh Chodesh are not like Siri Avodah Zorah, which were applied on the Mizbach HaPnimi, while a second Kohen mailman was in such a rush to deliver his mail that he forgot to do smicha on achatas pnimis and was relieved to hear it's not ma'akev, which reminds us, after deriving from extra words that all hazos, the sprinklings of achatos pnimios, are ma'akev, the b'raisa darshans v'chiper, and he shall atone for them, teaching, afo pishol samach, even if he did not lean on the carbon as required, v'nislach, and it shall be forgiven for them, teaching, afo pishol nasin shiraim, even if he did not pour the blood remnants into the yesod. Daf mem, so the siman daf mem is pool. So here goes. The Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazah in their pool house, that must be on daf mem, mayim, pool. The Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazah in their pool house when they spotted a hole in the roof, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shimon, the phrase Ohel Moed teaches, Shim niftecha tikra shehechol lohavi mazeh, that if the hechol roof was broken through, the Kohen would not sprinkle the blood. So the Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazah in their pool house when they spotted a hole in the roof noticed a friend by the pool kept practicing despite having blisters on his fingers, which reminds us, Rav Acha bar Yaakov explains that the word S, implying something subordinate to his finger, teaches that the Kohen may not sprinkle the blood with blisters on his finger and they do not constitute a chatzitza. So the Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazah in their pool house when they spotted a hole in the roof noticed a friend by the pool kept practicing despite having blisters on his fingers near where the Par Yom Kippurim and Par Kohen Mashiach inflatables were floating together since they have the same avoda, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Rabbi Shmuel's Kavah Chomer equating the avoda of Par Yom Kippurim to another par. Daf Mem Av, so the Simur Daf Mem Av is a grandma. So here goes. Grandma, Kohen, grandma, that must be more Daf Mem Aleph. Grandma Cohen sitting in her rocking chair knitting a large blanket with a picture of the diaphragm and two kidneys of the Siri Avodah Zorah being burned on the Mizbeach on it, which reminds us, the Gemara explains how the Parlam Davar can teach that the Yoseris and Shtei Klaios apply to Siri Avodah Kochavim. So, Grandma Cohen sitting in her rocking chair knitting a large blanket with a picture of the diaphragm and two kidneys of the Siri Avodah Zorah being burned on the Mizbeach on it, was babysitting her grandson, hiding behind the Baruch HaZakodesh she made that had the Parkon Mashiach embroidered on it, which reminds us, Brisa asks why the term Baruch HaZakodesh, the Holy Paroches, is written regarding Parkon Mashiach, but not regarding Parlam Davar, where it merely says Paroches. It answers that it's analogous to a human king whose country acted offensively against him. If only a minority of the country acted offensively, Pamal Yashom Miskayemis, his close counsel still stands. If a majority sins, then his counsel is disrupted because he partially removes himself from them. Similarly, when discussing a sin of a majority of the nation, the parochus is not considered as holy. So Grandma Cohen, sitting in her rocking chair, knitting a large blanket with a picture of the diaphragm and two kidneys of the Syria of Avodah Zorah being burned on the Mizbeach, on it, was babysitting her grandson, hiding behind the parochus HaKodesh she made that had the Parkon Mashiach embroidered on it, whose father was serving in the base of Mikdash and was Mefaglo and Mincha when he burned the Kometz with Pigal intent, and then the Levona without specific intent, since Kol HaOsa Al Das Rishonu HaOsa, which reminds us, a Mishnah states that if one has Pigal intent while burning the Kometz of a Mincha, but not while burning its Levona, Reb Meir says the Mincha is full Pigal and obligates Karis, but the Chachamim say there is no Karis Ad Sheyefaglo B'Kol HaMatir unless he has Pigal intent for the entire Matir. Rish Lakish explains that Reb Meir's reasoning is not because he holds mefagling b'chatzi matir. One can affect pigal even with intent during part of a matir. Rather, the cases where he placed the kometz on the mizbeach with pigal intent and then placed the levona silently without specific intent. Therefore, Reb Meir holds ko'osa das rishon ho'osa. Whoever does several acts does them all according to his first intent. Since his first act was done with pigal intent, the others are considered to be with pigal intent as well, unless he specifically intended otherwise. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn that hazah is not performed if the heichal roof was broken through? That's on daf Mem. Good. Number 2. Which daf do discuss what the din is if a kohen had other intentions to transgress the laws of a carbon, for example, intending to leave its blood until the next day? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do learn how matanas can after makshavas pigal qualify for karva kol matirov? That's on daf Mem Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss how we prove that the three matanas of achatas require kibus? That's on daf Lamates. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that pointing the shiraim into the base of the mizbeach is not an example of half above and half below the line, since pouring the shiraim is not ma'akev? That's on daf Lamaches. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yezer exempts one who offers a kazayis of a mincha b'chutz? That's on daf Membeis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that a kohen may do hazah with blisters on his finger and they do not constitute a chatzitza? That's on daf Mem. Good. Number 8. Which daf does a braisa state pigal ben berishona ben mishniya ben mishlishis? That's on daf Membeis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn why the words Parochas HaKodesh are written regarding Parkon Mashiach, but only Parochas is written regarding Parlam Davar? That's on daf Mem Aleph. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that Rebbe Yudah holds that Machshavas Hinuach, intent to leave a carbon past its time, invalidates it? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.